Arthur Fonzarelli, and they just cut off Fonzie, Fonz from Fonzarelli. And that's how they got the name.
I see. Do you like the leather jacket, and do you wear it a lot off show, off work?
Yeah, I like it pretty much, but the only time I wear it off show is when I'm in my apartment, because I don't like people saying that I'm the Fonz when I'm not on stage.
How do you like the publicity?
It's all right, but it's hard opening all those letters.
I see. Do you like when everyone, when you go on stage and everyone calls you the Fonz when you're off show?
Well, when I'm off show, I don't mind a few people, but when everybody calls me the Fonz off show, I don't like it. But when I'm on the stage, I like it.
Where'd you get the thumbs up, A?
Well, it just came naturally with the A.
I see. How do you get your hair to grease back like that?
Well, it takes around an hour. The people who put the makeup on and everything, they do it. They have a special salon person. They have to grease it back and everything.
How do you get so many fans?
I don't know. I just, people like the character Fonzie.
I've heard that most people like the show Happy Days, one of their favorite shows. Why do you think that is so?
Well, mostly because it's funny and people like looking back at the 50s.
I see. Fonz, who do you live with at home? Do you live with anybody?
No, I have my own apartment.
Do you have any girlfriends off show?
Yes, couple.
I saw on the cover of 17 magazine, you were posing with a model. Do you really have any relationship with her?
No, not at all.
I see. Do you like the work as the Fonz?
Yes. It's very fun doing Fonzie.
How did you pick to be the Fonz? Did someone think you were the right person, or did you say that you could do the job or what?
Well, the director of the show saw me in a play I did, and he just thought I was a good actor, and he called me up and told me to meet him at the stage, and he just gave me an audition, and he said I was the right person, so I'm the Fonz now.
I heard that a girl you went out with in the restaurant dropped your fork. And she said, in quotes, "Fonz, will you pick up my fork?" And you walked out on her. Why was that so?
Well, I wasn't the Fonz right then. I was Henry Winkler.
So you didn't want her to say that in the restaurant so everyone would call you the Fonz? Is that so?
Yes, that's true.
I see. What do you do to keep your teeth so white?
I brush them every day.
How many times would that be?
Every each meal.
I see. Do you most normally wear jeans, a white shirt, and a leather jacket?
Only on stage.
I see. What are some of your girlfriends' names?
I have there's Susan, Carol, yes, and there's a girl named Gretchen that I go out with the most.
Is Gretchen the most steady one?
Yes.
I see. Have you ever been engaged to somebody?
Yes, this one girl.
What was her name?
Amy. We broke up because we didn't think it would work, because it was just when I was getting my new job, but we still go out with each other.
I see. Do you still like the girl?
Yes.
I see. Do you live with any pets or do you just live alone?
Well, I live alone, but in a way I live with somebody. I have millions of plants.
I see. What do your parents think of you being the Fonz on the television show?
They think it's very nice because my father, as some people know, was a director.
Do you like now that they're putting out Happy Days cards?
Yes, I think it's very good for the show and getting more ratings.
I see. I've heard that Happy Days is a 3-star rating. Do you know any reason why it should be a 3-star rating?
No.
Oh. What did you do before you came on the show?
Well, I was an actor, and I was in some plays. I was just beginning to be an actor.
And where did you live?
I lived in Hollywood.
I see. Do you have any brothers and sisters, or are you an only child?
I'm an only child.
I see. Do you wish you had a brother or sister?
Yes, sometimes I wish I would have a brother or a sister.
At what time did you make your bar mitzvah?
I was 13.
Well, during your life, what was the most exciting part of your life?
When I first got the job on Happy Days.
I see.
Well, folks, we have run out of time. Goodbye and good night. And this has been the Happy Days.
Guest star of the week.
This has been the guest star of the week.